We're just going to talk.
Why the hell is the level of that so much lower than everything else?
I don't know. We're going to talk for about 40 seconds until we actually start this show. It's not my fault.
Oh, that was the automation.
That's the automation.
Which is not synced at all to the clock in the studio.
No, why would it be? Why would it be? why would my show, which starts at 3 p.m., start at 3 p.m.? So we're just going to talk for 30 seconds. Then we're going to go quiet, and I'm going to play the real intro.
Why not include this?
I guess we can do that.
Raw dog it.
Well, I got like something I dug up. I want to play. I want to be like all prepared. All
right. Well, can we play it and then comment over it?
No.
Like MST3K.
We'll start. All right. All right. It's time to start. Let's start now.
I know I'll never be the man you want me to be, but I'm your son. And I want you to be proud.
Son, you did it. I am proud of you.
Proud.
There, you can comment over it if you want.
You only sample like five different movies or shows.
So what? They're good.
All of which, for some reason, include Rip Torn. I love how he's so drunk. He can't.
Let's just pot it down now. Who gives a crap?
No, I love how he's so drunk he can't even like not slur his words.
No, he's great though.
Takes.
I don't care that he's fat, sloppy, drunken mess.
You forget like how old he is. I don't know.
Well, not on the new 30 Rocks. He plays like Alec Baldwin's boss and something like that. I mean, he looks, I won't say cadaverous, but he doesn't look long for this world. Like Johnny Cash in the Hurt video.
He's like late 70s now.
I don't know. I'm not like an actual good fan, but I would say you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know why he wouldn't be that old.
What the hell is going on next door?
They're playing like jazz fusion or something like that. It's not as bad as the normal like up-and-coming kid rock band they have in, but Black Napoleon is filming his little act of the week. Why it's miserable doing this show live, but what the hell, once in a while... Right?
I don't even remember the last time I did this live.
It's been a while.
Last time I came in, for some reason, it wasn't going out live. So we just recorded.
Yeah, we pre-recorded so we could be dirty, which unfortunately we don't get to do right now. But, you know, it's a give and take. Once in a while, I like the clean episodes. We can upload this one, and then I have this to cover for me for a month as I dip out on Saturdays.
Great view of a hot piece of Asian ass next door.
Just because it's radio doesn't give you license to lie, Will. It's not a hot piece of Asian ass. It's my nemesis, CU, who always occupies the production studio.
And some weird old Walter Matthau-looking MF in a Hawaii
shirt. He is old as F. It could be like Grumpy Old Men 3, where they just order brides from overseas.
He looks like a cartoon old guy brought to real life. Like when you see like Geppetto, or like an old guy like that in a cartoon...
Yeah.
He looks like the... You know, like, sometimes they'll have cartoons go to, like, live action?
Yeah.
He looks like live action Geppetto.
He's in a Hawaiian shirt. He's just got that chin... The
body
neck.
Just destroyed.
The chin anchors no flesh now. It's just a loose sack of blubber hanging from the face. Like, your face is just melting off your skull after a certain age. And it kind of rests in the neck. And now, like, your jawline supports nothing. It's all just the flesh... In your neck. Like, if you stuck it with a Capri Sun straw, it would be like Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Like, all of it would just start leaking out.
And, like, his pants are, like, pulled up halfway up his back.
Yeah, he's a sexy one. He's a firecracker. That guy over there. That Brad Pitt. I mean, if she's a hot Asian, he's a Brad Pitt. Let's go George Clooney. George is a couple years older. Well, you're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today is Will Papa Giorgio.
No holes.
Yeah, no holes.
What happened to the old hole? Fatty pig fat.
We've lost all the holes today. We don't have Kate, we don't have Veronica, we don't have Arena. Two of them have excuses because I tried to book them last second after hole number one failed.
I mean, like, when was the last time the other two were in?
Kate was here when our Irish buddy at Really Profound
was
here.
And I saw her for 2 seconds.
Exactly.
And she didn't say hello. Classy broad.
Veronica's been probably 4 months at this point, and Arena's been a week. So you can see which one of these people disappointed me by not being here today. Hint, her name's Arena.
Veronica.
Yes, Veronica. No, Veronica's hard as hell to get a hold of by phone. I don't know why.
I don't know. People are just, like, communicationally retarded these
days.
I hate it.
If you
everything
ever
has
texted
to be,
me...
Yeah, you know, by text, which is dumb.
I'm fine with text. Just if you've ever texted me, do not, like, let me text you and it goes over a day without being answered. I know you effing know how to text. You slipped up once and shown me that.
Wait, what?
Like, if you've ever texted... If I text you and I never get a reply, period, mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Maybe you're a retard about texting. But if you've replied to a text I've ever sent,
oh.
I know you're not a dip-ass when it comes to texting. So reply.
Well, no one at our age is going to be like, huh? Even though I was like that when I was like 26, probably. Like,
that's
why
our
are
age,
words showing up on my phone?
Just
what
some people might have a crappy phone that doesn't handle texting well. Like, mom's phone, it just kind of lets them pile up.
Yeah, but I used to have that phone up until like last year.
But it's a piece of crap.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, I used to text with it. I mean, doesn't hers have a slide-out keyboard?
Yes.
Yeah, so
it's designed for texting. Okay, but if you're dumb, tiptoeing around the word female
here. Dude,
I don't
know. Sometimes, like, people text me, it does get buried. Because, like, especially me, it's weird because, you know, I wake up at, like, 3 p.m. sometimes, and I go to bed when everyone else is waking up. So I'll wake up to just, like, 50 missed calls, emails, texts, blah, and some just get lost in the shuffle.
What's it like being a rock star like that?
Other times, like,
waking up at 2 p.m.,
it just doesn't show, like, even the mighty iPhone. Like, someone will be like, oh, I called or texted you, and it just doesn't show up, period. Or other times I'll look, and I'll see, like, oh, missed call or text, and I'll be like, I'll be dipped in dog ass. Like, I just completely missed the alert.
Interesting.
So.
I know you don't text back, but I forgive you, because you're my brother.
What? Don't text you back?
Yes.
You don't have a vagina.
I was going to say.
Waste my time on you.
Well, because I've seen the quickness with which any time Coos texts you, you're just like, within 10 seconds.
Sounds like roaches scurrying across the floor.
Like, you can have your phone 8 feet away and just see it light up from
the
corner of your eye.
Because I usually keep it, like, face down, so in case, like, anyone texts me anything, like, dirty pictures or something, it doesn't pop up. Well, yeah, you just see, like, that shadow outline
of
the light.
Yeah, the ring of light around it, like a UFO taking off. I know. I know you're ignoring it. I don't care, though, because I operate the same way.
Well, wait, no, when did I ignore you?
Just a lot of times I'll be like, are you going to do the show tomorrow? And I don't hear back, so then I have to
might just be, like, straight-up busyness. But, okay. Yeah, if I thought I could bang you, I would have replied.
Yes.
I mean, but if I do, like, ignore that.
I don't know why.
I am, like, busy if I do that.
All right. Well, I played that Rip Torn sample, and you wonder why I play Rip Torn so much. Just throwing it out quickly. It's 11 years since Papa Giorgio gave up the ghost. I figured we'd mention that on air just because.
Every goddamn year I forget. Jesus Christ.
You forgot. Wow.
I mean, if you asked me, I would know. It's October 6th, but
yeah.
Like, it didn't hit me today.
Nah, it's 11 years, and it's, I think, the first time we've ever been on air for a Saturday for it. So, you know, what the hell.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, all those good things.
Odds are what, 1 in 7, 1 in 8?
Something
maybe
like
1 in 9, the way leap year works. I forget. I know every day, like normal years, like if you don't have a leap year, like whatever date was Tuesday is Wednesday the next year.
Oh, it progresses by one day.
Yeah, because like, I've just like when you pay attention to stuff like Halloween or Christmas, it's always like, all right, this year it's going to be the day after last year. But this
year, I didn't know that. And then the leap years mix in. And
F's up, so I guess that's. Makes it 2 days afterward. Now we have Halloween on a goddamn Wednesday.
Well, it's weird you mentioned that I play a lot of Rip Torn because I was going to say after Daddy passed away, I kind of glommed onto three figures as like pseudo father figures. First, there was Arnold Schwarzenegger, then Johnny Cash, and then finally Rip Torn, but mostly in his role as Artie from Larry Sanders. So that's why you hear a lot of Rip Torn. He's a big masculine dude. He ran Larry Sanders' studio with an iron fist.
No, I love what I've seen him in.
Yeah, he's great.
And I love how he's like just one, like anybody who's like rich and famous and just a complete wreck, but not like in an a-hole like Lindsay Lohan kind of way.
Yeah.
I love.
Like just self-destructive.
Like even Billy Joel, like I hate his music, but the fact that the guy just gets drunk and drives his car into a goddamn house, like how can you not love that? Like imagine just waking up, you're like in the suburbs on Long Island and Billy Joel is just passed out.
First of all,
his car is just destroyed.
The story of stories. Yeah, he'd be like, I won't talk to the press, but you owe me a day. I've got a bar mitzvah coming up. You're playing it.
What I will say,
I like he bangs Kitty, his daughter's age, too.
Or maybe even younger.
I think it was younger.
Hogan.
What?
Have you seen that yet?
Oh, the sex tape? I've heard about it. Like, and it's really, like, explicit. Like, you see his dong.
There's a clip on Gawker, like, 2-3 minutes, something like that. And apparently he's cucking Bubba the Love Sponge.
Ah!
Like, that's the speculation. You can't really tell, but you hear a guy say, like, oh, you guys do your thing. I'll be in my office.
Oh, my God. Like, actively cucking? Like, it's a cuck fantasy thing of Bubba's?
He's not in the room.
Bubba's a big, fat slop pile.
They say the chick looks like his wife, and, like, it sounds like them. And then it's all...
Where did he go to cuck college? You get a black guy for that. I thought that was, like, the fundamental rule.
Well, it's weird, because it's, like, your friend, too. It's, like, if you're going to do that, wouldn't you want to do it with a complete stranger
you
never see again?
Yeah.
Instead of, like, the guy supposedly your best friend.
I would never do that with any woman remaining in my life. You know what I mean? Like,
anything. And then they get divorced. But, I mean, if the whole thing was recorded on security cam, he's probably just, like, in his office beating it to the security cam footage.
Ah, wouldn't you want someone, like, younger than Hulk?
What's weird is you see Hulkster without the bandana.
Oh, so he's got the Bret Michaels hair, right?
It's just, like complete skullet.
Well,
like,
long Friar Tuck.
Yeah, and then, like, his pale, like, I guess he actually goes sun tanning, not tanning bed. So it's, like, he has the bikini, like, tan lines.
Oh,
on his
like
ass
that
shape.
White ass, like a girl?
And, like, the hot dog skin everywhere else.
Oh!
Horrible.
He's, like, the ass of a 36-year-old. And...
But he does have a pretty decent rod.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. The guy's, like, 6'6". What do you want? It would be a... Shame.
Oh, what, like Norton was saying, be unfair.
Yeah, I mean, if he was small, it'd be pathetic. And I want to say testosterone, like taking supplements and roids and stuff, increases rod size. Everyone jokes that it makes your balls smaller. Which
well,
I've
it
heard
does.
Is, well, I've heard that's temporary.
I don't know. There's some dudes in porn have like zero sack.
Really?
Yeah.
I could go for a little bit of evening in that department. I've just got like the old man sack, like.
No,
just
like
a gunny sack full of oatmeal type thing going. I got too much ball. I need more rod.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think
if I could just make that
would,
trade straight up, I'll take some ball off for an extra inch.
Yeah, anybody would. Like, who the hell cares about ball size, really?
Well,
goddamn headphones, just yeah, stop crackling. How about that?
Are they all?
Yeah.
Before we go Jesus more into the Hulkster stuff, I just want to throw out there. I teased you. I gave you a radio tease before we were even on air that there's a surprise waiting for you the next time you go home to the
mom.
Did
she get a pet?
You're pretty smart.
God damn it.
You're
dog or cat?
Pretty smart. The latter. The latter.
Another cat?
Yes.
Christ, man. Why not get an effing dog?
She's getting a dog. She's looking at a dog, too.
Jesus Christ on a cross. She better get like a goddamn chocolate lab or something cool.
She is looking at it like a shih tzu, I think. A little yipster.
Get one of those hypoallergenic like hair dogs.
What are those? Like the hairless dogs, you mean? Or
no, they have hair instead of fur.
I don't know the difference. You mean you actually have to like comb them and they have like a glorious
I don't know.
Like it looks like Dolly Parton on four legs?
It's just not fur. Like one of my students got like a not too ugly like
that
little
sounds
dog.
Like something man created 18 months ago and it is an affront to God.
Yeah, like just one of those little minis.
Just it sounds bioengineered.
So what is this?
Like they took hair stem cells.
Effing cat.
Well, at first she was going to. She called and she's like, "Do you want cats?" And I'm like, "It's your house. I don't care. I'm not against cats.
I want nothing to do with this, and I'm not going to love it."
we know. How many women have you given that speech to? I'm late. She called at first. And she's like, "There's an 8-year-old pair of cats named
8-year-old."
Let me finish the story. 8-year-old pair of cats, a brother and sister. And I'm like, that's a lot of miles, but if you like them, whatever. I don't care. They're named Mongo and Tina. So one sounds like a retarded henchman.
And the other has my ex-girlfriend's name.
Yeah, exactly. The trash that we passed around like a doobie, sir, to quote The Simpsons. So she's going ahead with the adoption of Mongo and Tina, finally calls.
She gets two cats.
Right. No, she's like, hey, it turns out they kind of had like blood in their crap. They've got health issues. We just went through the cat dying, our previous cat, Ostra.
Who the hell gets an 8-year-old cat?
Well, she got a good heart. She wants to save him from death row. Hopefully they don't get gassed. I would feel guilty. But she's like, so screw it. I am getting one cat, though. And I'm like, well, tell me. It's close. It's 2 years old.
Ugh.
It's not a kitten.
Or
but
formed its a-hole cat personality.
Yeah, but it doesn't have so many miles on it. It's an orange and white male named Bosco.
Jesus Christ.
We are going to come home to a marmalade cat named Bosco.
Oh, you haven't seen him yet?
I haven't seen him, no. I just got these calls. It'll be as much a surprise to me as it is to you. I heard a rumor that Mama had taken a lover. Perhaps this man's name
was
Bosco.
She's not going to change the cat's name, right?
I think she is.
That's the only thing it has going for it right now.
I think he's not going to be Bosco and she's done with it.
No, I don't want some stupid Greek name. Just keep it Bosco.
Always some fancy Greek name for our pets. Always. Ostra, Nike.
Why'd she get a bug up her ass to just go and get a goddamn cat?
I think the anniversary of Dad's passing. She felt a little weird, man. I think she goes squirrely.
It's always good to make decisions like that on impulse.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't affect me much, but I'll at least remember it. I fall kind of in the middle between you guys.
No, I'm dead.
I'm the porridge that Goldilocks chose emotionally.
I'm deader inside than he is.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. So you want to talk Hulk some more?
I don't care. I'll talk about this
big
box
rod
that bailed on you.
Oh, yeah. Arena.
She hot?
Why?
Well, let me see a picture of this slam piece. I'll make fun of her.
Nah. Arena's average looking, I guess. I don't know. I don't want to bang Arena. Arena gets laid, so I'm sure she's okay.
Well, what does she look like? You have any pictures?
I don't want to slow down the show by punching them up, and I want to keep my co-host.
All right.
So.
She got big cans.
She's okay. Here. This is how I'm going to accrue the points that you just made me lose like a effing stuck hemorrhaging pig.
Mm.
She's getting fake ones.
When?
Very soon.
How long till they heal?
A couple months. I don't know. I'm not a plastic surgeon. I can't tell you when fake tits heal.
All right, well.
I can tell you when she'll have the surgery. I don't know when you can start punching them like one of those blow-up clowns.
Like Vanessa Angel.
Yeah, working them like a speed bag.
Well, as soon as they're good to go, invite me back on.
I can do that.
Excellent.
Well, maybe you want to come even before they've healed, because then the bandages will make them look even bigger.
I don't want her to think I care about her as a person.
All right. Fair enough. Well, we're down.
Wait, how old?
25, 26, nice. Something like that.
Not bad.
Yeah, because I usually run with like 19-year-olds. I know what you're...
How's the dumper?
The dumper. I haven't really looked at the dumper. It's average, I guess.
All right.
You'd like her more than Veronica, probably. At least with fake cans, you definitely will.
Veronica should also get fake cans.
This is not something I would debate. Kate could use them, too.
Pretty much every woman. Ching Chang Chung over there.
CU could use some fake teeth.
CU, see me, Lionel Richie.
Turn her from CU to double DU. Okay. We're down Howard and we're down Arena. Those are the usual cohorts. If you listen a lot.
Is Howie at that wedding? Or?
Exactly. One of these people I'm not mad at. That's
who the hell got married?
Just a dude he knows from his law school time down at Washington and Lee in Lexington.
What does Geraldo have to do with it?
Nothing.
Oh, just Jerry. Is that enough?
Wait, what about Jerry?
I don't know. I thought he like came in and filmed it.
Oh, Jerry just came in a couple times to practice filming.
Oh, okay.
We haven't had Jerry in a while. I actually do need to get a camera person.
Gotcha.
Because uploading segments is awesome, and it gets easy hits.
Oh, everyone loves YouTube. You can view it from the phone. You don't need an account.
Yeah, I need some.
You don't need to download
anything. We need to chop this up in segments and just upload those so people can listen piecemeal. Exactly.
Might as well.
This is the segment where I lose my co-hostess thanks to Will's cruel words.
I mean,
this is where we talk about Hulkster's penis.
Well, how'd you meet this pig?
She worked with me at WJFK.
Oh, geez.
She was an intern and she had an interest in radio and she's like a comedy girl. She's funny.
She ever take any loads from any of the losers working there?
I don't know. I mean,
get Arrington.
I do not believe she slept with LeVar Arrington. No, not to my knowledge. So Howard tells me in advance, I'm going to be out for a wedding and don't count on me this weekend. That's fine. We've been locked into the weekend recording, by the way, because Arena got a big girl job. She's 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, meaning we can record Saturday. That's it. I laid down that law a couple weeks ago.
What does she do?
She works at Discovery.
Huh.
So Sunday is football day. She's booked the rest of the week. This is it. I made it very clear. Saturday, we do a live show, and then we record a dirty show after.
Wait, does she still work at JFK?
No, she's out. Headphones. She's just doing Discovery now.
Okay. So what was her excuse for not being here?
Well, we're going to get to that. While Howie's down trying to F fat pig bridesmaids with my blessing, because that's how he swings.
Oh, he ain't living with that chick anymore?
No, he is split from his girl. So he's going to try to get some fat rebound trim.
So where's he living? Weren't they living together?
Yeah, he's moved out to a friend's place.
Oh.
He's just kind of slumming it in like the little baby bedroom.
In Arlington?
Yeah. Oh. While that's going on, let me grab my phone because it contains my prep, if you want to call it that. I shoot Arena. No, I don't even contact Arena first.
Is it Irina or Arena, like
I
sports?
Think it's spelled like Irina, I-R-I-N-A.
Uh-huh.
She's at Girl Knows Sports on Twitter, by the way. Did we even plug the website? No, we didn't do any of that.
Who cares?
Okay, yeah, you'll catch it at the end. Keep listening to the end. You'll get it then. If we're so damn moving to you, stick with us. It ain't hard. So I get a text from Arena about...
That's a terrible name, by the way.
She's Russian. What do you want? She's a Russian Jew.
Oh, does she have the accent?
She could fake one, I guess. Her parents do. I make fun of her talking in a Russian voice often.
Oh, God.
So...
I would splooge so quick. Some chick with a Russian accent.
She can fake it for you, and she'll have implants.
Or English. Oh, that is pretty cool.
I really like the English and the Aussie.
No, it's too Crocodile Dundee.
Really?
I don't think. Yeah, English, I think, sexy. Russian, sexy. German, though.
German's horrible.
French, sexy. That chick, Anne, even though she wasn't that good looking.
Most accents are sexy. You can only take them in limited doses.
No!
Like, never married.
Every Greek sound like deaf people. Sound like the bitch getting into the car in The Godfather. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, ba-boom!
Bye-bye, Apollonia.
Greeks have the ugliest effing accents. They seriously sound like goddamn Helen Keller.
I wouldn't want to go Greek. I'll put it that way. No, it wasn't like an anal pun. I wouldn't want to marry a Greek broad.
Anyone who reminds you of your mom is gross.
Yeah, too many names.
Even like a New York like Jew accent might be kind of hot.
Really?
Like, oh. Pull out my asser. Oh.
God.
Hey, did you remember to claim so-and-so as a dependent on your... No, like... what the hell is it? I don't know if it's the Long Island or Brooklyn accent.
Yeah.
Or just like the dirty, even the dirty New England trash accent.
God.
Hey, why don't you plow my box and then we'll go get some grinders.
Bang me wicked hot. I would like Blake Lively in her town getup doing it. That's it.
She had fake tees, right?
I think they're tastefully done fake tees. There's no way those are real. If those are real, like...
She's like Ben Affleck's like slam piece, right?
She just married Ryan Reynolds after Leo DiCaprio just pounded it out and sent it on its way.
That's kind of an upgrade looks-wise.
Which of these men is smarter? Well,
Leo's getting a little soft. And isn't he 40, even though he looks like 16?
He's like 44, man. I mean, he Clooney's it. He does. I don't even think he sticks with
it. Clooney,
he's like Clooney on a six-month cycle instead of a two-year cycle.
Yeah, I guess he was. I don't even remember his last, but he is in the movie still.
Who?
Leo.
Yeah, he was in Shutter Island, and he's going to be in that Django Unchained. I don't remember anything beyond that.
So he's this generation's Brando.
Inception. This generation's Brando? I wouldn't go that far.
Oh.
Well, maybe you're right. A lot of chicks did want
to... Just reclusive guy, used to be like young and in shape, then just turning into big, fat, old, sloppy
Come
pig.
On, he's not like screwing Polynesians and weighing like 600 pounds. Are you saying give it time?
Yeah, I mean, he's at 40. What was Brando doing that? 60s? 50s?
I'm trying to think the last movie where Brando wasn't a big, fat F-pig. Maybe Last Tango in Paris? He was already starting to get doughy for Superman 1.
I have no clue about his career.
I'll put it, like when he does the butter anal rape scene in Last
Tango.
Wait, what? You've never seen Last Tango in Paris? Like he's just banging some chick. And
I've heard about it.
He's going for the Hershey Highway, and they've just, because I guess he's a fat guy and they want to incorporate butter into the lovemaking. I don't know. They just got butter nearby. He just takes a swab of butter and smacks it on her ass and then rams that in her.
And how do they show this in a non-pornographic film?
Oh, you don't, like, see Rod actually, like, going in. He's just pounding the front door, and then there's a pause, and he kind of changes his angle, and it's like, well, I wonder where he's aiming now. And then he reaches for lubricant, and then, yeah.
Dolph Lundgren, full penetration.
What is that from?
Always Sunny. Talking about, like, just scene after scene of, like, full penetration with Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, man. All right, so this is Arena. She texts me at, let's say, 12:21, because that's exactly when it was.
Wait, how tall? Is she like a Russian monster?
She's like 5'6". I don't know.
Not bad.
So I got a text. We doing it? Asking about the show.
Wait, when was the time I wasn't paying
12:21. 2.5 hours before showtime.
Okay.
We doing it? Asking about the show. I'm not putting stones to Arena, quote unquote. Just asking about the show. I said, yeah, I'll be in around 2:00. We can do a live show and then pre-record one. She replies with, oi, I'm in Baltimore.
Well, then why ask the first question? She was hoping you'd say no.
Point one to Will. Point one to Will. There will be many points to you as you employ common sense listening to this.
Even so, wait, when did she reply when she said she was in Baltimore?
When?
Yeah.
Like 2 seconds after I replied.
So at 12:30 she was in Baltimore?
At 12:30, she's in Baltimore.
You could still absolutely make that. 2.5 hours? It takes you an hour.
For those not aware of the geography, yeah, we do a show about 15 minutes west of D.C. If you wanted...
Right off the Beltway. You've pretty much heard of that.
Pretty much from any chunk of Baltimore, you could be here within an hour 15. And that's a kind estimate. It can be
It depends, yeah, what part. She's like North Baltimore, but she's probably in the harbor.
Everyone's in the harbor. People. No one wants to go to North Baltimore. That's
stabbing Baltimore.
It's a sad place where dreams and white people die.
Sad state of affairs.
Yeah. So she says, oi, I'm in Baltimore. I reply, curiously enough,
Jew!
After that, though, I ask, till when? She says, I just ordered food. It's Fell's Point Festival, and I kind of want to stay.
Ooh, getting uppity.
A little bit. Little effing bit. At this point, I'm starting to get a rage boner. I don't know. Do you get a bit of that sometimes when angry?
What, where it actually turns you on?
Not turned on. Just it's kind of like a involuntary, like I'm so mad this is happening.
No, I've kind of learned to suppress my anger in recent years.
Okay.
So instead of like being explosive, I'm more implosive and I'll just stop talking to you.
Like my fists are clenching. My chest is doing a little... And there's a little blood going down there. Like Dwight Schrute says, and a little bit of blood went to your penis when talking to Andy.
If your face is getting flushed, shouldn't it be going the opposite direction?
I don't know how it works. I think it means I would be an excellent prisoner, though. Because anytime I got in a fight, I would be ready to rape someone after I beat them. Just 1-2. No needing to get myself in the mood after the fight. It would just
one
be like,
punch,
bam,
they're
bam,
on the ground,
yeah,
and they're
just
like,
raping the bejesus
they're
out
like,
of them.
Hey, I'm not even unconscious.
Oh,
stop that.
Just poor Andy Dufresne
Please
thinking,
kill me first.
Exactly. Can you keep beating me? I'd be like, nope. He's got his needs. So I am...
The one man sisterhood.
I'm exactly the sisters. I'd like to say Andy. Fought the good fight.
God damn these headphones. This is ridiculous.
They're just breaking up on you.
I could just keep twisting it, probably making it worse.
So at this point, Will, you've correctly read the situation. I haven't been asked anything. I've been told something in a roundabout, cowardly way.
Yeah, on the other hand, how much does she get paid to be here?
Nothing. But I address that in a bit. I say, I thought you had signed on for doing the show this weekend. I wish you'd have told me in advance so I could have planned someone else. I'm not exactly happy about this. You can punch out whenever you want, but don't do it 2 hours before I record.
Ooh, admonishing her.
I'm pissed. I'm not going to lie.
How long has she been
pissed.
Doing this?
I don't know, 6 weeks, something like that. But she seemed to care. She seemed to show up on time. So rather than roll over on her belly and say I was a bad doggy, it continues. I'm sorry. We just didn't confirm. And sometimes you cancel on me last hour. Not exactly true.
Have you ever canceled on me?
I don't believe so. I'm trying to think of anything where, because if I'm canceling, it was like a hypothetical thing, kind of what she's angling and insisting today was. But I don't think I've canceled. Let's just, you know what? Screw it. I am blameless like Jesus. I don't think I've canceled.
Sounds to me like she's a little sneaky, if you know what I mean.
Oh, a little treacherous?
A little wicked.
Might have tricked some people out of their land.
A little bit elitist, if you will.
Can count the coin.
May have, quote unquote, driven the nails into Christ's hands herself.
I see what you're doing here. She says, I'm sorry. Sometimes you cancel at the last hour, so I wasn't sure it was confirmed. I reply, it was. Enjoy the day.
Ooh, catty.
She says, oh, I'm pissed. I really am pissed. Yeah, and you know me. Normally, I'm cool about things. Don't screw with the show. We are getting stupid amounts of listeners lately. Like, each episode, no BS, is like 8,000 listeners or something like that.
Why can't we translate that into $8,000?
I don't know. We need to work harder on that part. We're like those little elves from South Park where it's like, what, steal underwear, question mark, profit.
Wait, what?
I don't remember how the hell it works.
Is that the Cash for Gold episode?
No, it's an old one where I think it was like little gnomes stole
underwear. Oh, like the awful old South Park?
The awful old ones that looked like Simpsons season one where Homer kind of appeared like a mongoloid. So she says, okay, I was like, no, wait. Now I feel bad. Can I call in? I says, we can discuss later.
Did you just say I says?
I says.
I says to Mabel.
Damn, influenced Black Napoleon next door. I says, we can discuss later. In the future, when you aren't sure if something is on or off, check before you assume it is off. No call in.
Get this dumpster on the phone then. How much time we got left?
I don't want this dumpster on the phone.
We got half an hour. Come on. Just try calling her from the studio phone.
Oh, she'll pick up. I said, don't call in. She said, I'm sorry. And she apologizes a couple times. I say, do not call in. My previous statement on that might have been ambiguous.
Come on, get her on the phone. Come on.
Okay.
I'm good at conflict resolution. I broke up a fight at the gym the other night. Someone was about to die. Seriously. Like, this drunk black dude from upstairs was like, want to use the phone. He's getting a fight with the dude behind the counter. Like, then some Asian guy was going to like cave his skull in with a 10-pound weight. This is what happens when you have a goddamn pool hall above a 24-hour gym.
People just jacked up on booze
just
or
wander in because they want to piss or use the phone or play basketball because they're a certain color, if you will.
Oh, you mean the Native Americans want to play basketball. I see where you went with that.
So, yeah.
Okay, I can dial her in.
And by conflict resolution, I mean I'll just make
it. You're just going to pour gasoline on everything. I know.
Just pour gas on a tire fire.
All right, let's do this.
Or should I just, like, text her pictures of my mule? Just completely
do that once I hang up. just your mule and then your gaped anus.
Just hog pic after hog pic from a number she doesn't know. A person she doesn't know.
We're calling.
Do you want to start or do you want me to?
This is where I wish I had a producer.
Well, there's nothing more fun than hearing a phone ring on the air.
Hello?
Hi, guys.
Hello?
Hey, is this Irina? Or Arena? Hey. Answer
Hello?
Me.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me, goddammit?
Are we not sending?
Whoops.
What's wrong with the damn unit?
Did you have the board set right?
Oh, that's lovely.
I want to chalk this up to human error.
You should, but...
No? Or yes?
You
just hit a button.
Well, yeah, I hit the button that shut off the damn phone line. I thought we were going to be able to take calls today. Now I'm not happy at all.
Oh, well.
Let's, shall we give it one more try?
I mean, if you have not changed a single thing.
I have probably not changed anything that will have any positive effect on this. Let's see. The phone's potted up through Audition Channel. And it's in program as well. So that's why we're getting that lovely noise.
Yeah, try it once more, I guess.
All right. So I'm supposed to hit this.
The definition of insanity.
Shut the hell. All right.
So at least like a hit a button. So maybe
I'm turning the send up a little bit.
A different result.
I killed the audio on the board for a second, so there will be a half second of dead air right there in the recording. I think...
Let's dial this bitch.
There we go. That's the spirit.
I'm getting bored already.
Me too. Oh my god!
What the hell is that?
I'll try a different line. That'll fix everything.
The goddamn aliens from Signs better be, like, right above this building to justify that effing noise.
I'm gonna be really pissed if they haven't fixed the phone since they swapped out the boards, like, 6 weeks ago at this point.
It's only been that long.
Since they did the board swap? I thought I was exaggerating. I thought it was, like, a month.
What about the room to redesign? How long has that been?
Room's been a long time.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Hello, yo?
Can you hear us?
Hello? No, that's the sound of no response.
How does she not recognize the number?
Sean.
Hey, wait.
She can't hear us.
Hello?
She can't hear us. See.
Call in. Text her. Just say call in.
It's not going to work.
No, text her from your cell phone.
But it's not going to work.
Oh, it's just...
For whatever reason, the board isn't sending to the goddamn phone. Which they would have discovered if anyone on this damn station got one single call. Which hasn't happened, apparently. Oh, I almost dropped an F-bomb.
But that's
in
kind
effing
of,
4 weeks.
That's kind of a good thing, though. Remember how those D-bags would just completely derail us?
Yeah, I hate callers. Don't get me wrong. But I actually tweeted that for once I wanted people to call in because I wanted to hear if I was out of line at all in my behavior. Because here's how I see it. When you're not sure if something's going down that you pretend to give a crap about, you check if it's going to happen before you make plans like it isn't.
Call her from your... How bad would it be if you're on speakerphone and you hold up to the mic?
It would sound like a turlet. It would not be good.
It worked. Voss did it. And he wasn't even doing it intentionally. Just give it a try.
Oh, really?
One last try. Third strike's a charm.
Oh.
I mean, if it sucks, we'll say, like, hey.
She sent a horrible text that made me want to kick her in the sea.
All right,
I'm getting some Froyo causing YOLO charging my phone. What up? Oh, God.
Wait, she sent that to you right now?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ, call her.
Okay. All right, we're going to do the speaker trick. If
YOLO?
This creates this horrible feedback loop, I will be mad. Is this sounding okay?
I would be able to tell you if my headphones worked.
Your headphones?
No, there is some kind of weird delay, I think.
Yeah, I figure as much.
Let's see.
I hate this.
All right, enough of this box.
I hate it already.
She's sick of her already.
Yeah, not only is she ruined...
F her.
Yeah, she's ruined the show in spirit by not being
Wait,
there.
Read that text one more time.
Oh, the...
How did it incorporate the YOLO?
I think she was joking. I mean, she's not literally retarded. So, I'm getting some Froyo causing YOLO.
I hope she dies going 120 like that Negro on Twitter. Did you read about that?
No.
Some rapper is just like drunk as F, gonna punch it up to 120, F it, YOLO. And just like kills himself and everyone in the car. Kill like six people.
Why would you take people with you? What an asshole maneuver. Oh my god, what a piece of S. So great, the phones are fried in the studio. The one advantage we have over a bad podcast is gone.
Oh, well.
The fact that once a year we can opt to take calls. Well, I guess we can't. Screw that. Bringing the phone down.
All right. Next item.
Next item.
Of
well,
goodness.
I just want to put it out there. I don't think I was out of line whatsoever. If you're a mature adult, you ask if something's going to happen before you act like it ain't. Right? Am I missing anything there?
Women are pieces of ass. That's kind of what it all boils down to.
Well, let's try to get a happy medium there where I'm right without alienating whatever chunk of my audience that alienates.
None.
We have female listeners.
Well, I don't.
Oh, God. I can't wait for the just cascade of Monday unfollows that awaits.
Does that actually happen?
Sometimes. I don't know. I don't think people... Whenever I do get flack, it's over comments from you. But you're also the person that makes me laugh on this show.
Don't you get a lot of, like, positives, too?
Yeah.
I can't envision anyone else being funny.
And the chicks, like, with horrible self-esteem eat you up.
Yeah, that's who I like, too.
That
love is reciprocal, yeah.
They hate themselves, and you hate them, too.
I hate anybody who doesn't hate themselves.
Is that the great Howard Stern?
Yeah, where do you get the nerve?
It's not the worst line. It's one of the better ones. We can move on, then.
All right.
We can talk about Howard.
So she's a C.
She'll be back on the show. She's not been kicked off it, but I was not happy about that behavior.
What size is she going up to?
She was
put
thinking
a few extra CCs in it.
No. I told her D's. I was like, don't waste your time. C is don't waste the doctor's
later.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
How much does she weigh?
I don't know, man.
Well, she chunky, medium, skinny.
Between the third and second thing you mentioned.
I forgot.
She's average-ish, all right, I guess.
Give me a porn star body type. Anything?
I don't think there's a porn star body type good. That lines up exactly with her.
So, Ugly Betty, what are we talking about? Ariel, whatever her name.
Ferreira.
Oh, wait, no, that's a porn star.
I don't know. She's not like a porn star. She's not Ugly Betty. I don't know. Had her ass been in the studio, this would have been much easier.
Could
you could have eyed
her
it up.
Rolls and pull up her shirt.
You could have taken a look.
All right, well, if she's chunky at all, she needs, like, cantaloupe size.
That's what I'm... If I were a girl and I had any weight to
but
lose,
that's, yeah, D
I would
at
just
least,
get massive
D.
T's G. to take... Not even to take your eyes away, but it just looks more real. Like, that's a perk of being kind of, you know, having a couple extra. You can get gigantors.
Yeah.
People are like, are they or aren't they? It's not like a girl who's 5'4" and 98 pounds getting D cups.
Like Claudia Marie. Like that
Oh, God, Claudia Marie, yeah, the fat
She's
cut
fat,
queen
but
and...
she has, like, giant fake ties, so I would still F the S out of her.
Yeah, but they
or
look
Sarah
kind
J.
of real. Well, even Anna Nicole, like, her T's were massive, but you're like, there's a chance those aren't fake? They were, but you could believe.
Well, I mean, she was a fat sow at the end of her life, but, like, Playboy era, they're obviously fake.
I was really frustrated, by the way. There was a headline on CNN. It's weird she came up. It's not weird at all because she was actually on The Brain and then I brought her up. But it says, pictures. Anna Nicole's daughter, Dani Lynn Burkhead, is growing up and gorgeous.
And how old is she?
Yeah, you beat me to it. I read that headline, like, my pants are already off.
No, she's seven or something.
Yeah, I learned that.
No, because she was two, like, 5 years ago.
I didn't
the
know
bitch
how many
died.
Kids she popped out. I was really looking. Like, you say she's gorgeous.
No, she died, like, very. That kid was, like, one or two when she died.
She was barely out. Yeah, they might have had to hack her out of a dead puzzy.
No, because she was a baby or whatever on that reality show.
But, yeah, they show a picture of a blonde kid. I'm like, what am I going to do with this?
Nothing.
I'm not a short eyes.
No, because goddamn Madonna's kid, which she had, like, the mid-90s, is, like, just now getting hot.
Well, that kid's like 17. She needs to wax the S out of those eyebrows, but yeah.
Lourdes.
Yeah, she's what, half Latino?
God, imagine like just the gold nugget that would come out if you pump a load in that sea.
Yeah, that is just a baby that would be a dollar sign bag.
Oh, God, knock up Madonna's kid. Or Madonna.
Those I don't think Madonna's so knock upable anymore.
Probably definitely not the way she eats and stuff. Probably
she's
less.
Like 55, man. Like, what are, you spread her legs, yeah. It'd be like opening a mummy's tomb. Just dust coming out.
She's still hot-ish.
Compared to other 55-year-olds. That's like saying which male superstar would you like to have sex with?
Elvis.
Elvis isn't a bad answer.
I'm going to go with the Clarence Worley answer. Clarence Worley. That sounds a lot like a...
And we can't finish that if we want to have a show anymore. Not on this broadcast. The next one,
that's
yes.
That's so funny because A, it's Gary Oldman, and B, apparently Gary Oldman is British.
Yeah, he is.
No, such a great wigger.
No, apparently he is. They have horrible wiggers in Britain.
Aren't they like fake like Rastas though?
No, they can. They definitely do the hip-hop thing over there.
What was it? The streets or whatever?
The streets. Yeah, their version of Eminem.
That's like the only British rapper
and
I've
then
ever
they,
heard of.
Oh, and Lady Sovereign. She was horrible.
I don't know. I think it's kind of hot when like even a decent chick's talking about like just being a filthy whore.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Like, which song was hers? Not that Pounding on My Mother.
Love
song.
Me or Hate Me.
I don't know. Was it just about like getting dicked?
No, it was about the haters, the quote-unquote haters.
No, if it's just, like, rapping about, like, taking loads up your
arse. Well, that was the best thing about Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
All she did was rap about getting plowed. Then you had to kind of blot the fact that Biggie Smalls crawled on top of her from your head. But
I definitely probably, like, pounded a few out to Lil' Kim videos.
Yeah, good for you.
She looks freaky as hell now. She's all fat, and she looks like LaToya Jackson, but Lil' Kim.
She's gross. She is now gross. And she's got big fake tees.
Yeah.
But even that.
No, she definitely like LaToya'd her face. If, not LaToya. LaToya's the hot one. Janet?
No, LaToya was.
Which is the one who looks like Dr. Zaius? LaToya.
LaToya.
Okay.
Because she just kept getting her nose shaved down.
So she's like the female Michael.
Yes.
Janet. No, she looks like Janet because Janet's got like that fatty face.
Janet has the fatty face, but it looks human. LaToya looks like Skeletor with tits.
Yeah, I like that.
I mean,
I definitely also pounded off the LaToya's Playboy.
Her Playboy's,
but that was
yeah.
like what, 1989 or something?
93, right. Like that. Yeah, there was just like 8 pieces of porn that existed to you back then.
That was still like back in the long curly hair pre-Jennifer Aniston era.
Yeah, with the perms, you mean?
Yeah, just like the Stacey Sanchez hair. And then overnight, gone.
I'm fine with that.
What, that is gone?
Yeah.
No, I hate 80s hair. How anyone had sex in the 80s is beyond me.
It was just gross, like, especially like 85, 86 Playboy, because if they wore anything, it was in these massive shoulder pads, and then they had the big puffy hair and the big puffy muff. Like, it was just matching. It was really gross. I'm trying to remember.
Terry Weigel?
Not Terry Weigel. There was like a Latina one, and the Playmate of the Year in like 86 was some Texan blonde, and she just had the biggest teased out hair, and it looked like Ricky Rocket was going down on her because her muff was so puffy. Just horrendous.
They didn't just have it like worked down to a landing strip at that point?
No. Oh, God.
It was still
no.
like the 70s?
It wasn't like we've done nothing with this. Like, it wasn't like New Orleans after Katrina where we're like, we just give up, let it take its course. Like, it was planed down, but it wasn't landing stripped at all, to my knowledge. It was like.
Still the V.
Yeah, still just the V.
All right.
Which is
clearing out next door.
Which is grody. So I hate the V.
God, I think I've only been with like one chick who's just like completely like effort.
Just ungroomed?
Most is completely gone. Couple, you get like that little tuft. I don't know what's up with the tuft.
I can count on one hand the amount of chicks I've fooled around with who had anything down there.
I don't mind it. Just
I do. I do greatly.
Don't have it. I forgot who said this, if it was like Stern or Geronimo.
Or me. Go on.
Like, it can't extend below the actual lips. I don't know what we can say on the air anymore.
Uh-huh.
Like, nothing on the sides, nothing below, nothing behind. So, ladies, just because you think you got the front, how about you get a hand mirror like me and make sure you get the back?
You are thorough.
So I don't have to lick your bunny tail.
Bunny tail. Where the hell did you get bunny tail?
Awesome.
Oh, man, that is a good one. All right. We can talk. We've got 10 minutes left. You want to do Howard and our good buddy Matt banging fat girls?
Yeah, let's make fun of fatties since we're on the subject.
Fatty pig fatties?
Yes.
That's not
that whore from earlier.
All right.
You filthy piece of trash.
Howard, it's weird, Will. I don't get guys into bigger chicks. I get dudes
They're
who
not.
Like,
they just have low self-esteem. No one's into fat chicks.
I think some... I'm with you on the low self-esteem thing.
People are into what they think they have a chance of getting.
I think some dudes don't mind it, like, at all. Like, they kind of start to get in the swing of it.
What are we talking about, fat?
Not, like, morbidly obese, but, okay. Howard, his preference, he said this multiple times, is for, like, quote-unquote thicker women.
Well, Howard also thinks he's black and has... since high school.
I know. Howard does think he's black, and he's talking about hitting on thicker sisters. And he's like, I'm too
Why
skinny.
Why not get some black puss? He's Asian. He can't.
The sisters are not big on the Asians.
The caste system doesn't work that way.
Out of all the interracial marriages in this country, Asian dude, black woman, the least represented. That's why Romeo must
or
die
Or something
tanked.
With like Indian dude, black chick.
That happens more than Asian cats getting it.
Indians really seem to stick within their own.
Or white.
Like, yeah.
What do you mean? Like Indians fresh off the boat?
I guess that's part of it,
like,
too.
Fresh
like,
off
a
the
lot
boat,
of them are all
yeah.
first generation. Like.
They do not have a lot of appeal outside of their race first generation. Second generation, Indian ass is good, man.
I could find an Indian chick attractive.
Indian ass is good.
Priya Rai, Ray, whatever the hell her name is.
Well, yeah, you named a porn star. I'm just saying, like, look at it, especially, like, kind of the whitish ones, the celebs, like the Bollywood chicks.
No.
Oh, my God. Look up just hot broads out of Bollywood.
I mean, I don't want to like F the chick from Slumdog Millionaire.
Frida Pinto? I'd eat the hell out of that. I'd F it right back to the slums. That's how hard I'd pound it. She'd sail across the Atlantic. Or do you send them through the Pacific to go to India? I'm not sure.
It's the Atlantic. It's probably shorter. At least that's the way a globe is laid out.
Now I know which way to aim her. Yeah, I would rip up Frida Pinto, man. That girl's got a body.
I don't really remember, but...
She's good. She's good, trust me. And she's like a dog in Bollywood. But Howard...
A lot of them have British blood.
Exactly.
They have been like whited down, so they're not like macacos.
Yeah. I remember macaco. Great line. That's the secret to anyone.
Old school political racism. I was just thinking about that today. Like,
a macaco.
They just don't know. Like, how great was it? I forgot. There's like one senator who called the Obama family uppity.
Like,
that?
Where they just betray everything they're trying to hold in. Like, it just slips through the cracks a little bit.
And then, like, yeah, like, their defense is, you know, uppity in and of itself is not a racist word, so you can't say he's being racist.
Who else do you call uppity? Have you ever in your life called a white person uppity?
No. Uppity is always followed by a certain word, the same way peanut butter and is followed by a certain word. Yeah.
There's about three varieties of word that can come
and
after
even
uppity. We can't say any of them on the show.
Even then, you could say peanut butter and chocolate.
Exactly.
Uppity doesn't even have that option. God damn it. And what was the other one? There's something with Obama. Oh, someone is just referring to him as like giving the old shuck and jive.
Like he's one of the four tops.
Like, yeah, exactly. This 40s and 50s racism.
God, yeah. That's, if you're going to...
Like when he was running for president, like, yeah, we're tired of hearing the old shuck and jive.
I'm just picturing
goddamn
him
Amos
like in a matching suit. Yeah, doing a hand clap and twirling around.
Letting like Strom Thurmond kick him in the ass for a nickel.
Back to Fatty Pig Fatties. We got another friend, a mutual friend, Macanoza. You're not so tight with him, but...
I know.
You know the man. Macanoza, while short, probably like 5'7", the kid...
Good-looking dude.
Exactly. He's so good-looking, you can be straight and say, that's a good-looking guy, man. He's got a nice dome piece, trim-cut guy. He could be rocking...
Yeah, how's the hog?
I've not blown him. What is? I saw through your trick question.
I know, but has he ever like alluded to being like big, small, thin?
I think he's like 7-something, 7 and change.
Jeez, what the hell? What's the problem then?
Other than he probably can't
date
bang
short
a
chicks.
Girl who's 5'10".
Short chicks are hotter anyway.
He could decimate hot, short ass.
Like
decimate
fat ass Puerto Ricans.
Exactly, like 5'2", ass of a woman who's like 5'9". Just juicy. Just dig into it. He, for whatever reason, his two most serious exes, they are blonde slop piles. Like, we're talking 5'8", 5'9", right around his height. Probably an inch or so taller. And easy a deuce. Easy a deuce. And the kid's so strong, he can still put a whipping on it and throw it around. But I'm like, it's like a strongman competition.
Why isn't
trying
he just
to bang
like,
these.
Pick up a chick at the gym. How does he know them? Did he know them from high school?
Yeah.
So he's like afraid to meet people.
I think so, yeah. So
he is a little bit like awkward socially.
He is, but
so we just
he's
need to find
good
him, like,
looking enough where chicks will kind of approach him
and
a
then
lot
he
of
just
times.
Fs it up every
he
time.
He doesn't even let it go down. He's just like quiet and just sits there like brooding with like the serial killer face on. Oh. And he got dumped by the latest Fatty Pig Fatty and called me S Face Thursday night. He's like, want to watch the game? And I'm like, cool, let's meet wherever. And he's like, no, you got to pick me up.
Why
does
he plow his sister's friends?
For a second, I thought you were just going to say, why does he plow his sister? I'm like, they're not a Greek tragedy, Will. That's why. I don't know why he doesn't tear through his sister's
does
friends.
Does she have any friends?
I think she's...
Is she still alive? No one knows the answer to anything.
For the purposes of this conversation, doesn't matter. It's just so weird to me because we sit down at Fridays, a classy establishment for a man to get drunk at. And there is hot tail, two or three pieces of hot, not even wiry hot, but just like in shape with a nice, firm, good one.
Wouldn't you always run into someone from Chantilly too if you go to Fridays or Backyard?
Backyard, yes. Fridays, no.
Every time I've gone to Fridays, which isn't a lot, like almost, like 9 times out of 10, Those goddamn people from Tilly, though.
My point is, this kid doesn't eye any of them up. I'm like, look at this. Look at that. Finally, this tubbo of a blonde.
That bitch is wiping down the console for us. Nice.
Good, right, like go a stripper ahead. Cleaning the pole before her dance. All
right.
Okay. He finally starts eyeing one chick. It's a tubby blonde with a brother. Like, he has the taste of a black man. And I'm just like,
what does he beat it to?
I don't know if he gets into chunky chick porn.
Well, whatever you beat it to is what you really want. Whether you actually
have fantastic taste then.
To approach it in real life is another thing.
It's just...
If you see, like, just, like, find a fold and F it porn on his computer, then let the man be. Otherwise, you need to give him a pep talk.
I want to intervene. I want to have an intervention. I feel he's wasting his talents. And I sat him down. We're going to have to continue later. The hour's up already. That's how damn good we are. We make it disappear. Let's put on the... you playing, damn it? There we go. Will, thank you for coming by.
You're welcome.
We're maybe going to continue the story in the next hour, maybe not. I know it's a rough ending. We didn't really bring anything to closure.
Why not?
Part one, part two. I just got my mind on Bosco. Maybe I just want to get home to Bosco.
I got to bail at 5, so if you want to do it, let's do it quick.
I could be down for peacing out then and just seeing Bosco.
All right.
All right. Will, if they want to get a hold of you, the good listeners who love this show, it's at
no one is
Gray Sky Eternal. Shut up, they do sometimes. And at Billy Basil.
That's the Gray Sky, G-R-E-Y. All
right. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com. I guess that's about it. Find us the iTunes link on In Papa's Basement. Subscribe to us, because that's how we've been getting a lot of traffic lately, which is a good thing. I like listeners. And until next week.
Do you have
a
YouTube channel?
Yeah, Papa's Basement.
All right. We don't
do much with it.
I know. You should tell people to subscribe to that, too.
Yeah, do that. What he said. All right, later.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis. Yeah. Then he said masturbation. Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.